Mrs. Higgins's drawing room the very next day.
Mr. Henry, ma'am, is downstairs with Colonel Pickering.
Well, show them up.
They're using the telephone, ma'am. Telephoning to the police, I think.
What?
Mr. Henry's in a state, ma'am. I thought I'd better tell you.
If you had told me that Mr. Henry was not in a state, it would have been more surprising. Tell them to come up when they've finished with the police. I suppose he's lost something.
Yes, ma'am.
Go upstairs and tell Miss Doolittle that Mr. Henry and the Colonel are here. Ask her not to come down till I send for her.
Yes, ma'am.
Look here, Mother, here's a confounded thing.
Yes, dear. Good morning. What is it?
Eliza's bolted.
Oh, you must have frightened her.
Frightened her? Nonsense. She was left last night, as usual, to turn out the lights and all that, and instead of going to bed, she changed her clothes and went right off. Her bed wasn't slept in. She came in a cab for her things before 7 this morning. That fool Mrs. Pierce let her have them without telling me a word about it. What am I to do?
Do without, I'm afraid, Henry. The girl has a perfect right to leave if she chooses.
But I can't find anything. I don't know what appointments I've got.
Good morning, Mrs. Higgins. Has Henry told you?
What does that ass of an inspector say? Have you offered a reward?
You don't mean you've set the police after Eliza?
Of course. What are the police for? What else could we do?
Well, the inspector made a lot of difficulties. I really think he suspected us of some improper purpose.
Well, of course he did. What right have you to go to the police and give the girl's name as if she were a thief or a lost umbrella or something, really?
But we want to find her.
We can't let her go like this, you know, Mrs. Higgins. What were we to do?
You have no more sense, either of you, than children. Why?
Mr. Henry, a gentleman wants to see you, very particular. He's been sent on from Wimpole Street.
Oh, bother. I can't see anyone now. Who is it?
A Mr. Doolittle, sir.
Doolittle? Do you mean the dustman?
Dustman? Oh, no, sir. A gentleman.
By George Pickett, some relative of hers that she's gone to. Somebody we know nothing about. Send him up, quick.
Yes, sir.
Genteel relatives. Now we shall hear something.
Do you know any of her people?
Only her father, the fellow we told you about.